Shalom to the saints of God. You are welcome once again to daily devotion. We give thanks to God who has given us another privilege to share in His word. I want to thank God for every one of you, for your encouragement and your fellowship, even at this time. May the name of the Lord be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you, we appreciate you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for the blessings of these past days. Thank you, Lord, for what you have for us today. Let your name, O Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus. I pray, as we are starting the day again, Lord, through this daily devotion, may you, Lord, open our eyes to the things that we ought to see. Enlighten our eyes of spiritual understanding. Cause us, Lord, to walk in your will. Lord, reveal your will to us. Let the word of God dwell so richly in us that we might do that which is the will of God always. Lord, I pray, committing the day into your hands, let it be a time of true fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. By the grace of the Almighty God, we want to continue with our sharing on the Father's house, the house of God, this morning. And we want to look more into the mystery of the Father's house. We said yesterday that it is a house that builds itself. No. Therefore, the edification, the building up of this house of God is from God through Christ and then through the believers who are the living stones of the temple. It is a kind of mysterious house for the building blocks, the stones, the living stones are also part of the workers that are building the same house. But mind you, we are talking of a spiritual house. And I pray the Lord will grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. We all have a ministry, which we want to look at this morning. We all have a ministry, and that ministry, I can call it edification. Edification is the noble profession or trait of the entire household of God. God, the Father, is building a habitation for himself through Christ and in collaboration with all the sons of God. The ministry of the bride is the continuation of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us read from the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5. I'll start reading from verse 17. It reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Hallelujah. God in Christ. And is committing to us also the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 says, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you, by us we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And when you continue in chapter 6, verse 1, now this continuation, say, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Hallelujah. My brethren, just like I said, we are all called into this noble profession, reconciling men back to God. And I'm looking at it from the angle of the ministry of edification, the ministry of building up one another, the ministry of taking the responsibility of ensuring that my brother, my sister possess their own land. And I pray the Lord will help us to be faithful, just like our Lord Jesus Christ was faithful in his own ministry of edification, as he was, as is working passionately in love to ensure that we have a glorious church. Hallelujah. So, the ministry of the Bride of Christ is a kind of ministry that edify one another, helping our brethren to possess their position in the body of Christ, which is the temple of God. The prophet sent to us in this generation has this to say in his sermon titled Token, preaching 1963. Token, paragraph 96. I read, it has to be because a woman and her husband become one. They become one, and so does the bride and Christ become one. The ministry of the bride and the ministry of Christ is the same. Amen. So, my brothers and sisters, if we are part of the bride of Christ, we have the same ministry. The bride has the same ministry with the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said, that in the household of God, the entire family of God has a noble profession, building up the temple of God. We are builders. We are, just like the Bible calls it, we are also co-workers. Workers together with God. Co-laborers with God in the building of the house of God. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us read the account of Apostle Paul concerning this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from reading from verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. I think that one is so clear to us, brethren. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid a foundation. and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Amen. Brethren, Apostle Paul says, we are working with God. We are laboring with God in the building of God's house. And he said, according to the grace that is given to him as a wise master builder. Amen. A master builder is a man who achieve a high level of skills and expertise in the field of building. So, we need to ask God for skills for this noble profession of collaborating with God in building the holy temple. Skills, the skill we need in this noble profession is what we should ask for us to be able to do that which will please our God. We must do the needful by having the skills that are required for this work. Paul said he's a master builder. God trained him. He acquired the necessary skills, even in the work of building the body of Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to understand that we need to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4, reading from verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. That is our responsibility in the work of edification. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. In carrying out this responsibility, we must understand that we are stewards. We are saints. We receive the gift from God. So we need to be a good steward. We need to do the work with diligence. We need to be faithful. We need to acquire necessary skills in order to do that which pleases our God. So if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We equally want us to look at the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Reading from verse 11, we want to see the ministry of the Bride of Jesus Christ from there. Or let me read from verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through this host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord has have given your brethren rest, as he had given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan, towards the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we go, according as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so we will hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Hallelujah. Now, I believe we know this story. When the children of Israel were entering into the promised land to possess it, before they crossed Jordan, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh have gotten their own portion of the land, and they have obtained their own rest. But the Lord commanded Moses to give them that portion of the land. But the admonition to them right now is that, look, you have gotten your own rest, you have possessed your own land, you will need to go beyond that Jordan with your brethren, you know, until the Lord has given them also their own rest, so that they can possess their own land. So they had the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, the able men, the men of valor, went with the other tribes to fight and possess their land. I want us to see this as the ministry of the Bride of Jesus Christ. If you are in Christ Jesus, we have this, all of us together have this responsibility to ensure that our brothers, our sisters also get this rest. We have this responsibility of building up one another. We have this responsibility of edifying one another. I said edification is a noble profession. It's a trait of the entire household of God. Building up of the body of Jesus Christ is our responsibility, because he has called us to be co-laborers with him. And I pray, just like Christ was faithful in his own house, may we also be faithful in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we close for today, We are going to read the last scripture from the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, starting from verse 11. It's a scripture we read time to time. I think we read it yesterday. But I want us to read from verse 11 to 16. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for this very purpose, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I said the edification ministry is the ministry of the bride, the edifying of the body of Christ, the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This ministry of edifying one another will continue until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto the perfect man, unto a perfect man, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Hallelujah. We can see from this scripture, especially the last verse we have read there, the whole body of Christ, the entire body of Christ, members of the body of Jesus Christ, are all joined together, compacted together, because it is just one building, the habitation of God. And how is this made possible? By the supply of every member. Each member is supplying to the body. And this is what is actually causing the growth of the body. He said, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. May the Lord open our eyes to this understanding. If we come to this understanding, we are able to rightly discern the body of Jesus Christ. If we are able to understand that the unity that is in the body of Jesus Christ, if we are able to come to the understanding that each and every one of us is a member in particular, and each of us has that gift, has that grace that God has given unto us, and we are called to be stewards, good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I pray the Lord will help us, that we'll be doing that which is given unto us as a responsibility, for we are called unto this noble profession, edifying one another. Whatever you do, whatever you do in words, in deeds, in actions, anything you are doing within this body, may it be for edification. Are you a preacher? May it be for edification. Are you a brother with gifts, a gifted vessel? Use your gifts for the edification of the body of Jesus Christ. Whatever is your calling in the body, whatever specific role that the Lord has committed into your hands, let it be for the edification of one another. And the Lord will help us and bless us as we continue to do that in the name of Jesus Christ. In closing, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ that God will equip you, the Lord, God will give you skills, and the Lord will teach you knowledge to be of edification to the entire household of God. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful day.